T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:46, 14 before 8. That's time to help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Today we talk about HELOC, Home Equity Lines of Credit. Hey, Mark, how you?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Happy Friday.
Yep, going to be a nice cool weekend for you. It's going to feel like 108 degrees, a heat advisory in effect. So
fantastic.
Yeah, enjoy
yourself.
Stand
out in the sun all day. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, lay on a concrete, as a matter of fact. You get a tan on both sides. So here's the deal. Go to, if you can, in front of a computer, you can go to Jefferson, jffcu.org, or you can go to my page at wwl.com and follow the links, and you'll find the HELOC calculator. And, Mark, I guess this is going to be part one because it's going to be tough to do this in one session. I guess we start with what is a home equity line of credit?
Well, tell me, you're using your house. A traditional mortgage, somebody comes in, they want to buy a home. You know, they're focused on their transaction, and they're saying, I'm going to buy my home. Let's use numbers that are easy. I'm a $200,000 home. I have to put some money down. The home gets closed. The loan gets closed, and away you go. You just start paying for your house monthly. Mm-hmm. And you pay that until the end. 30 years from now, you know, the house is paid off. You own it free and clear. That's an awfully long time. A lot of financial unexpectancies happen between that time. And people never look back and say, well, you know, I have this big asset here. Probably the biggest asset I may ever have is my house. And that could be used to get over some humps in life, some financial humps. And it's a relatively small number of people looking to that as a way to solve some financial situations. So that's where you would have your home and have a line of credit against its value. And, you know, it's fast and furious here. A lot of terms coming out, but that's where we're going to go over in 2 weeks. So I think that's what it deserves. So what people are basically doing is coming into the financial institution of their choice. And if I had a call during the week saying, where should I go? I said, where is your current mortgage? They say XYZ. Go back to XYZ. They know who you are. They have your mortgage. They have all the information. They have your file. And they say, I want to install a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, with my mortgage that I have with you. And that's probably the single easiest way to do it. But what you then are having, it's kind of like a credit card component to your house or to your house borrowing. You're using your home as collateral. You're borrowing against its value. And some people say, well, I'm not going to borrow against my house. I'm not going to put on an addition or put a pool in or something for the house. And someone might respond saying, well, wait a minute, you're not limited to what you would get a check out of this. So you could go on vacation. You could buy a car. And why would somebody do that? Well, the interest rates on home loans are typically lower than almost any other borrowing. Right now, we're in an extremely low interest rate environment. So you just got to shop around for that. But I hear people saying, well, I'm going to take out an advance against the home equity line of credit, and I need a new truck. I'm going to pay cash for the truck, meaning I'm going to give the dealer the check that's off the value of my home, and the truck is paid for. You know, to apply for that, it's already installed. You have that as a tool against your mortgage, and it works very well with your existing mortgage, or you can, you don't even need an existing mortgage, meaning a fixed payment. I converted mine some years ago, not the house I'm living in now, the one I had. The whole mortgage was a HELOC. So the whole value of my home was available if I needed to advance on that value to do something else in life financially. So it's a very, and this is the high level stuff, and we can get into more detail. But this, you know, for what people are using that for, gives them a lot of flexibility financially in their life. You know, they've got to put the money down lump sum for one of my kids, you know, schools this year or whatever. I need a lump sum of money. Where can I get that lump sum very easily? They turn to a HELOC many times to do it, and it's very inexpensive financing. We don't want to turn to a genuine credit card and take an advance off of it, and you can. So there might be, you know, 18-20% doing that. No, you want something in the 2% range. So, yeah, you don't want to turn to a product like a credit card to do those types of advances. So what we want to do is
– I'm sorry, Mark. We're going to take a break here. No, but having been in a tough position before and having had to take a cash advance on a credit card – would do better doing business with Jimmy the Nose or whomever it is.
The Sopranos.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. You would do better, honestly, with that, because it is just ridiculous, the interest that they charge you. Of course, I don't think, generally speaking, the credit card company will send somebody over to break your knees if you're late, but you will get a better rate with Jimmy the Nose. 752 8 before 8. Any questions about HELOC, home equity lines of credit, text them to 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along as we help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Let's take a look at traffic now on WWL. 3 till 8, Governor John Bel Edwards will join us right at 8:10 for a couple of minutes to talk about the veto override session and COVID numbers. Right now, we're helping you to manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Talk about home equity lines of credit. Only 3 minutes left. Mark, from the text I'm getting, this could be a three-parter as we talk about home equity lines of credit as we manage your money with Mark. Let me get to this question real quick, and again, y'all, if we don't get to all of them, you can text them in next week, and we'll keep going as long as we have to till you understand this. It's based on a calculator that you can find at jffcu.org/calculators. Right, Mark?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the question is, what does a HELOC do towards your monthly note, or does your monthly note go up, or is this a separate and different transaction?
Yeah, that's a mouthful, because Tommy, the thing is, if you have, I bought my house, I've been paying it down, I have a note on that, and then I add a HELOC to it. Well, the HELOC could be a separate note. And many of the HELOCs, the benefits of the HELOC is all you need to pay is the interest every month. So that turns out to be typically a very small payment in relation to what it could be. But the HELOC, since it's a fluid product, the financial institutions say, well, you could pay it. What are my choices? I could pay as little as the interest or as much as the whole balance, meaning you can pay it off whenever you want. So that's where some of that flexibility comes in. And imagine if all you had against your home was a HELOC. There are pluses and minuses. We're on the pluses right now that say, wow, my payment would normally be $1,000, but I only owe $250 in interest. Mm-hmm. So I'm paying the interest only, and that might get us over another financial hump at some point in our life, or we want to do something differently financially. And that's why it's so affordable. That's why it's a tool that's reached for in many cases. Once we understand how it works, there's a lot of pluses to the product.
We'll pick it up here next Friday as we help you manage your money with Mark Rose. Of course, Monday, it's going to be Monday Morning Markets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.